Keeping our harbor clean. The main image is a photograph of two girls in shorts running along a Boston beach close to the water's edge. They're laughing and flying a short-string kite together. Decades of advocacy have transformed Boston's once filthy harbor into a centerpiece of recreational, educational, economic opportunity, and civic pride. Activists, lawyers, and legislators came together to enact the Federal Clean Water Act in 1972. Teams of local citizens then involved the federal court to apply the act's provisions to the harbor before you. The result? Sewage is no longer dumped into the harbor. The Deer Island Sewage Treatment Plant now processes wastewater from 43 Greater Boston communities to meet stringent state and federal standards. Ongoing stewardship ensures Boston Harbor grows ever healthier. Responsible boaters pump their waste at proper facilities. Volunteers participate in waterfront cleanups. Groups including Boston Harbor Now, Harbor Keepers, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, and New England Aquarium's Live Blue Ambassadors actively promote healthy marine habitats and responsible commercial uses. You may witness a tugboat escort a fuel barge, a car carrier head in, sailboats skim past, or a loon dive for a mussel. Boston's harbor cleanup serves as a model for civic engagement and a continuing success story. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a photograph of giant white egg-shaped digesters. They are the most visible part of the state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant on Deer Island. To the left of the digesters are two wind turbines. Managed by the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, the treatment plant processes wastewater from more than 2 million people, as well as 5,500 businesses and industries. The next photo is of a man paddling a red kayak in sparkling water out on Boston Harbor. The seaport and downtown Boston are in the distance behind him. Puffy clouds drift by overhead. All kinds of water sports have become increasingly popular on the clean harbor. The next photograph is of three little girls in bathing suits on a beach, holding things they found in the water. One has what looks like seaweed. Their expressions range from delighted to quizzical. The last image on the right is a photograph of a female common eider sitting on her nest in dune grass. The nest is made of soft feathers. The clean harbor is likely one of the factors leading to the increase in eiders and other shorebirds nesting on the harbor islands.